This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj Subramanian.
Well, for an extended period of time, President Donald Trump held daily briefings regarding the coronavirus crisis. For a while, NPR was carrying those within its normal programming, such as All Things Considered or Weekend All Things Considered, sort of forcing stations to carry those briefings live. The stations began to push back on that because there was so much misinformation being given out by the president. And eventually NPR relented and started to carry those briefings on a special coverage channel and did not interrupt its regular programs, giving stations the option to either carry those live or stick with the regular programming. A few weeks after that, CNN's John King said that a video aired at one of Trump's coronavirus briefings was propaganda. And critics came back at him, so why are you showing it? And I think this is something as journalists we need to address. This is the president of the United States addressing the nation about a huge crisis. And yet stations felt there was so much misinformation, and others point to the president starting to use these almost as campaign rallies, as propaganda. And so at what point do you decide not to carry them live and perhaps report on them afterwards? And that gives you an opportunity to do some fact checking.
Well, a skill that every journalist must have in his or her toolbox is the ability to discern news, right? Something that is something that's going to be of interest, have news judgment. Now, the various networks and newspapers and radio stations, all sorts of media, assign reporters to do one thing at the White House, and that is to follow the president. They attend his briefings when there are them. Whenever he goes out, goes to visit foreign dignitaries. Dignitaries visit him. When he hosts balls at the White House, when he goes on vacation to Camp David, they are there. That is their job. Now, that said, those journalists need to have the ability to discern what is newsworthy and what is something that the general public need to know. What must they be informed about? And it's obvious that over the time with the quarantine, the president and his administration have been using his daily announcements not only to inform the public about how they can keep safe and what's happening and how this pandemic is affecting our lives, but he's also taken the opportunity, has become an opportunist in making these campaign stops, literally. Since he can't tour the country anymore, he is making pledges, talking against his naysayers, the media especially. And I think it's been a smart move that the media finally realize, at least some have, that this is not something that is contributing to the common good. And it's something that they had to pull the plug on. And I think they needed to be very savvy about doing this because, again, it comes back to having that news judgment, finding news value. And obviously there hasn't been value in the president taking the podium praising and glad-handing and congratulating himself and his administration for a job that's very, very questionable throughout this whole entire ordeal.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, from a reporter's point of view, I am curious because imagine a president of a country is going to talk. It means it's got some valid substance for the people because the president is the man in power. He has access to information, and the information that he might say might affect millions of people. And that's why these press briefings of the presidents are so important, that the journalists actually, you know, really are so curious and interested to know about what's happening. But unfortunately, as Will just mentioned, it has become more of a campaign trail to promote whatever good that he is doing. And again, my biggest thing is, you know, this also has brought to, you know, the stage, the, you know, some of the pitfalls of this present current administration in terms of giving out some kind of information which was not valid. And that's actually that also misleading people. And also that's what I mean. I've been reading so much news about saying, oh, this is just not a big deal. I mean, things are under control. We'll be fine. The point is, you know, the president is such a powerful position And it's really kind of, you know, very disheartening to see that the most powerful man in the world is not able to tap the most of this current situation where the people are looking up to him, thinking that, you know, he is going to kind of, you know, bring a full stop to this present situation. And it looks like, as Will mentioned, it's becoming more like a drama on each and every day of the press briefing where nothing productive comes out, just like, you know, it's just like fodder for the news journalist, where he says something like, well, if you can inject disinfectants, so that's going to cure coronavirus. The light is going to kill coronavirus. You take, you know, some drug that's going to cure coronavirus. Some random things that he say, and that actually some journalists just blow that up. And that again is, again, you know, it's not healthy for people in the long run. I think, you know, as journalists, you know, we need to discern between how to cover this. But again, some media also exploit the situation where they try to make the most so that they promote their own personal, they promote their own views. So again, this is a very unfortunate situation. I think right now what we lack is good leadership, and that's my take on this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, one of the challenges facing especially electronic media is that a lot of people are tuning in. These news briefings are ratings winners. So how do you balance that? I mean, my thought would be, even though there is the demand for it and you might lose some of your audience if you don't air this live, I think it's still better in the long run to not carry these briefings live. That gives you a chance to fact check what he says and cut out some of the propaganda and campaigning and get to the and then just report on the issue at hand.
Yeah. See, the thing is, the situation is really unprecedented. Like, imagine, I think as of, I don't know whether the statistics is right or wrong. Mid-April, the unemployment filing is about 22 million people have filed for unemployment. A lot of people's life are at stake. Families are not able to feed their kids. This is very, very traumatic for many American individuals. And people are almost like anchored down. They're staying at home. They really don't know what to do. And they're looking for information that could affect their lives. And people are looking up to this powerful people in the administration so as to get the right information. And as you mentioned, we really don't know what's going to happen. Some people want to carry the live coverage as it is so that they can get first-hand information. But also the pitfall is that it also carries a lot of misinformation. So as a media, so we can pretty much cherry-pick as to what the president says, which is actually productive or useful for the community and the country. And that's what, like, people are actually are looking forward in terms of this current situation. They want information that can make their life better.
I agreed 100%, Rajvi. And I think, again, is what you said, this is so unprecedented. How do you deal with a public official, much less the commander-in-chief, the United States of America, who is going on the air and consistently, as reporters can check and verify, is providing mistruths and half-truths and complete fallacies? How do you deal with that? And I think you're responsible as a media organization when you give someone a microphone and let them say what they want. You have to be accountable for that. And I also agreeing to Rich's point as well.
All right. We are going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week right here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.